It is definitely going to be me sitting there pursing my lips like,
Ooh, Nebraska, the infinite corridor. See, there's a
Nebraska's slogan, if you didn't know, everybody, is Nebraska, it's not for everyone. And I'm not joking. That's their new slogan for their commercials. Like,
oh my dear God.
Well, let me...
Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
Sitsuck.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And Kip.
I heard Kip.
Kevin and Kevin. I saw Fast and the Furious yesterday. Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, good.
Nice. They're still making those.
Did family save the day? Did they use the power of family again?
You're basically, it's like watching like any anime and saying was like a character or superpowered. Of course, family saved the day. What do you think we're watching here?
And they also went to space.
They did go to space.
Wait, fucking what?
No. I'm not going to tell you how they went to space. No. You have to watch the movie.
I assume that they fucking slingshotted a car in there.
I'm assuming they drove to space.
I'm pretty sure it was in the... I didn't watch the trailer, but I'm pretty sure it was in there, so we're not spoiling anything. But
I feel like...
You should just probably watch it.
Here's an outsider's perspective of the
can you give context on how many you've seen?
I've seen the first one. Okay. I think I've seen the second one, and I think I've seen parts of what I assume is the fifth and sixth one, because their naming schemes are fucking stupid.
So Fast and Furious is the fourth one. Five is the fifth one.
I rest my case. So I remember seeing the one where somebody, I think Vin Diesel, was using Car Fu to like drag a safe down the middle of a busy residential street section.
A czar in Rio de Janeiro.
Right, that was like
four, I think.
Okay.
It's five. Because four is the one where Paul Walker gets Vin Diesel to help him take down a drug lord who killed Letty.
In Mexico. Yeah, that's Mexico one.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm like a scholar on him now.
So
one and two. Okay.
That's a practical effect, you know.
One, two.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Maybe like halfway of three. One, two, and half of three are like completely serious. Four plus,
well, it's like,
it just goes off the rails. So you can't compare
He doesn't mean serious in that, like, you know, they're trying to be a drama. It's just not over the top action. There's
like
some crazy car stuff, but it's
the first movie. It's like this is where I feel like it jumped the shark and then got another shark to jump with that shark, and then they fired the shark into space. It was like the first movie is like an undercover cop going in on like a street
DVD,
racing
like,
ring.
Yeah, player. Yeah,
like
or something.
Yeah. These guys are illegal street car racers. When did they become like a CIA strike team?
Well, Brian
with
works
magic
for
powers.
Brian, Brian, the main character, works for the FBI. So like, he has always been cool. And Vin Diesel is just like the sleeper character who like has been through everything in life and has lived probably an infinite amount of lifetimes.
Yeah,
but he doesn't remember each lifetime until he's further in the lifetime.
Okay,
he got a lot of his background in this one. Like,
oh yeah, it's
more than any other one.
I just feel like,
the shark jumping, you're right, Joe. So the shark jumping stuff in the fourth one's not so bad because they don't do anything so crazy that you're like, what the fuck is happening? And the fifth one is where they drag the safe around. And that's the one where you're like, oh my God, they're just destroying Rio de Janeiro and killing people all over the place.
Right? So again, just to reiterate, I'm not complaining about that. I just feel like I'm going insane.
Great.
Watching this franchise continue to where they're like, we're dropping cars out of planes and then driving them through the air somehow, and then we drop a parachute because that would fucking work and not kill us all.
That actually happens in one of them.
Yeah, actually,
they drop cars out of a plane and skydive into it.
See, I remember that being in
Jason
a trailer.
Yeah,
and then like
he's like, they're basically trying to get this chip or something from this guy, and they have to like car drop into this like military zone. And the only way they can do it is by dropping cars.
They are illegal street car racers. What the fuck? Why do they have these skills?
Like, the thing is about it, though, is like I went in yesterday knowing to just expect the most outrageous stuff ever. And it was amazing.
Okay.
Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, like, I think that's the part I have to separate is, like, this has nothing to do with, like, the original movies of its source material. This went Godzilla so fucking hard.
No, it's fun. It's just fun.
I think it has to do with, like, some of the directions that they took it after, because, like, I think they changed directors after the first two, or the director came back after the third one, or, like, because Justin Lin, I think, did the first one. I'm trying to remember right now. And then he's done every one of them since the fifth one, I think. But somewhere in there, actually, that's not true. Somewhere in there, James Wan, the guy who directs all those horror movies, directed one. And it's because, like, James Wan just randomly decides all the time, like, or gets asked by random companies, is like, hey, do you want to do a Fast and Furious movie? And he's like, sure. And then they're like, hey, do you want to do an Aquaman movie? And he's like, sure. And then they end up being these just, like, really dumb, awesome action movies. And you're like, is this guy should direct more action movies. Like, he's good at horror, but he's also really good at directing action movies.
Right. That's fucking solid. And yeah, to Kendrick's point, I did actually watch that bit on, I think I watched it on Corridor Crew, where they were talking about how that safe is, like, an actual practical stunt. They, like, put that on top of a car or like a truck. That they just, like, drove around. And then at some point, I think they actually did just drive it, like, with a safe hooked to the back of these vehicles as stunt vehicles. It's incredible. Incredible what we do with technology. It's awesome.
And also just driving around.
And one of them, they fight a submarine.
Yeah. I can't... Okay, this is the new game we have to do. You need to tell me things that happen in Fast and Furious movies, and I have to guess whether or not that's a legitimate plot piece or actually happened, or is just actual complete bullshit. Because it feels like you're making some of this up, and I don't think you are.
It's been a long time since Sitsock has done a true or false.
I think that one thing I had for is this or that is,
yeah, this is
Magic
or that.
The Gathering Eldrazi names, which are, like, basically, like, Lovecraftian monsters and magic. Or metal bands. And that was the next one I was going to do. But I'll put it, like is this or that for Fast and the Furious versus some other action movie.
Yeah, because I'm not going to watch any of them anytime soon. So I'll be happy to try and guess whether or not you are making shit up about what the Fast and Furious movies do.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And the one thing that I will say, and I say this all the time, so I won't dwell on it too hard, is that every time I watch the Fast and the Furious movie, I want to play D&D. Because basically, they just come up with these random-ass D&D parties of people. It's like, you could probably play a Fast and the Furious live-action, or not live-action, that would be dangerous and people would die.
Jesus.
Fast and the Furious RPG, like, with Savage Worlds or something, and it would just be nuts. It would be crazy. I can imagine it being very fun. So if anybody's ever tried that, let me know if you like... tried it and liked it, or if you've ever thought about it, because I mean, you look at it and it's like there's like a rogue character, like Tyrese's character is basically a bard, you have like Ludacris's character who's like a wizard or a sorcerer who's like good at tech, you have Vin Diesel who's just like, I don't know what he is, he's like multi-class god, I think paladin. God's a class in there, paladin. Paladin, you have like all these
homebrew paladin
you have all these goofy like classes and they all work together and stuff, and it just always makes me want to play D&D again. It just always makes me want to play it.
That's funny.
Yeah. But did you guys... So, Kevin, are you going to watch Castlevania? Because we can wait talking about that if you want. And Joe hasn't quite finished yet, but I don't think anything I want to talk about is going to be spoilers for the end.
I have one episode left.
If you have one episode left, you've basically seen everything that's going to happen, I think.
You could spoil it. It's probably fine. I'm distracted with other shows.
I think there's one reveal.
Have you gotten to the part where Saint
spoilers for Saint Castlevania Germain
is like doing his thing in Dracula's castle?
Oh yeah, yeah. So okay. When I left, the last thing that happened in episode 9 was and again, spoilers for Castlevania for the show. He was fighting death itself and hurled that magic spinning blade through holy water and like buzzsawed death's face open. and then it exploded and the castle started crumbling on like certain parts. So that's where I left off.
Not really a whole lot left out of that, is there?
No, I don't think so. There's only one episode, and I think it's kind of like wrapping up everything. But I don't know if Trevor's alive. It seemed to insinuate that like in the like the next episode thing is like, oh, like Sypha's worried that she may never see Trevor again. It's like, okay, this, I don't know how this is gonna go. Maybe they kill Trevor.
I mean, I think he's dead. Like he did something with Dracula, and he like, you know, like, or sorry, Death, and he like exploded Death back into whatever realm. I did like how they pulled Death in at the end. That was kind of sweet. Like,
oh dude, yeah, it. As Varney, yeah, that was cool. I did not see that shit coming.
Yeah, neither did I. And I was pretty sure.
I can't claim I did.
Yeah, you what? Sorry, Kendrick.
I said I can't claim that I did. Okay. I didn't see it coming.
And like that was pretty cool. Because, like, I knew Death was a huge part. I mean, so this is really... I don't want to talk about necessarily spoilers that are going to be, like, big story spoilers. Because I feel like the show is awesome and you should watch it. Even if you know what's going on, even remotely. But you had said in one episode back, or one or two episodes back, that you'd really enjoy it if you've played Castlevania 2 or 3, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. I found myself enjoying it not having played any of those games. Like,
Yeah. You can still enjoy them all. Yeah. It's just... there are bits where you'd really enjoy it if you played those games.
And I guess I wanted to upplay the other part where, like, I only played the Castlevania starting on the Game Boy Advance, like, when they started making, like, the Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe it was DS, actually. Yeah, but there was a Castlevania on the Advance I think I played, but... suffice it to say that there was like the cool thing about it is they bring all the monsters back usually in every game. So you kind of, if you played one of their few or two of the games, you kind of get the monsters and you see them and you see their iterations of them and what they're doing with them. And it's pretty cool. And you get to see some of the cool weapons that you see in some of the games, which I thought was fun. And
they do a lot of really cool callbacks to like I think in season two, when Sypha and Trevor are out, they have a fight between Slogger and Gaibon, who are the, like the duo from Symphony of the Night. They were in 3 too, but you fought them individually, and they've showed up in a lot of the other ones. But like, Slogger is a little serpentine neck beaked guy with a spear, and Gaibon's this big flying demon thing, and they do their typical combo attack that they do in Symphony of the Night, where like Gaibon picks up Slogger by his shoulders and like brings him over and tries to drop him so that he like sticks him, and then they just get like iced immediately. You're like, whoa. Dude, and they Sypha do die very like quickly in the game.
The strongest female character I've ever seen in anything.
Sypha is like, a fucking badass.
So fucking much.
One of the things I really liked about that last season is how tired they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And like that, you can tell Trevor's like I just want to hang out with you. Like, we can do whatever you want, but like I kind of just want to chill out and relax with you. I want to be with you. And I thought that their relationship, I don't know if I'm supposed to hate them relationship or if it's toxic, but I thought it was really,
I think it's, I mean, it's for the lifestyle great. That they live, I think it is the only thing that would make them work.
It's as healthy as it can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought like, the Isaac Hector thing was probably like one of my favorite sub arcs of the entire show too. I thought, ooh, yep. It was kind of like a Reek style thing in Game of Thrones, but it was done so much better. Like, and I was so happy when Isaac, and I loved how Isaac, he got tossed out and then he starts doing all of his stuff. And I couldn't tell if they were referencing like Legion with that massive thing that
Absolutely.
In the Wizard Tower. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely Legion.
But yeah. Man. Kevin,
so
I know you're watching My Hero Academia, but take a break and watch Castlevania.
I just want to chime in with this. So the Hector and Isaac angle is actually, Hector is the main character from Castlevania Curse of Darkness, which is a PlayStation 2 Castlevania that I actually own and had been playing through and did not realize they were in this when I first started watching. Isaac in the film, in the series, is a much different character than as he is portrayed in Curse of Darkness, because he's and I don't know really how else to put this, he is a red-haired effeminate white man, and and I was just like, that is like not, it's like I don't remember Isaac looking like this. I love him as a character in the Castlevania series. In the game, he's really annoying, and you really only encounter him like three times, like in the beginning, at one point in the middle, and then at the end when he's like the last boss, quote unquote, because there's always Dracula at the end. But
I think I played Curse of Darkness. I didn't get it though. Like I wasn't in the right gaming mindset to understand what I needed to do to get through stuff at the time.
It's a weird one. Yeah. It really is. But yeah,
back then was when I would play like really easy games, and I wasn't like, I don't want to dig around online to learn how to play this game.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Because it's one of those that like
much online back then.
It plays into that he's a forge, he's a devil forge master. So you collect souls as you're going throughout the castle and create new like familiar characters that wander around with you. Like one's like a golem, one's like a fairy, one's like a bat that turns in. Depending on what weapon, the way that they designed that, if you allow me to rant on this for just like a second, sure. You get different weapon types throughout the game, much like you did in, you know, basically Symphony of the Night kind of set that. Like you get maces, spears, fist weapons, axes and swords, and all of those drop like a different element, and you have to kill enemies, collect those particular elements, and then your familiars will change into a more powerful but different version depending on what tree you go down. So like for the rock guy, he starts as like a rock golem, and then if you kill enough people with swords, he will evolve into like a knight. But if you use axes, he will turn into like a lava golem. And it's just like that has like its own weird branching path of like the five different demons you collect, and then all of those different paths, because there's like three different evolutions for each one. So it's certainly a time sink. And it does actually take place after the events of Castlevania 3, wherein you do learn Hector betrayed Dracula and led to his downfall. And you actually have to fight Trevor and Saint-Germain in that game in particular.
Really?
Yeah, Saint-Germain is a character in that game. I was just
looking on the wiki. It's kind of cool.
I never played this one. Is it the one? Is that the 3D one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's one of the first 3D ones.
Like, yeah.
It was one of the first 3D ones that wasn't Castlevania 64.
We don't speak of that one.
We try not to, but it's worth mentioning.
Is that one really bad or something? Doesn't that have Simon in it?
It's god-awful. Okay. I don't think it's Simon, but it's a very poorly designed game.
So it's like Superman 64. Back,
Very much so. Yep,
I definitely remember this one. Okay.
It was when they were trying to figure out how the third dimension worked in video games. And
apparently it got so dope-ass ratings when it came out.
Oh, it got hyped up. It got hyped up.
Like, IGN, GameSpot, GamePro, and EGM all gave it higher than 80% gratings.
We talking about Castlevania 64 or Curse of
Darkness?
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
64. And it says someone on the Castlevania wiki that I'm looking at, it says, however, some claim that these negative impressions have come from people who only played a little bit of 64 and didn't kind of get into it.
The
blandest, they said. And so, like, basically, if you didn't get past the first level, which isn't a reason that you should go back at all, I'm not trying to say that, but it's like one of those things I guess people use, you know, like, it's for every anime ever. You just have to get past the first four seasons, and you're like, I don't want to.
I don't want to do that. Because if that's the beginning of the game, it's like, okay, to enter into this place, and I promise that it's really fun, but you have to let me kick you directly in the taint
for like an hour.
I was gonna be like, one kick, I'll do it.
No, like for a solid hour, and I get to choose like when I kick you though? During that hour.
No, it's a surprise, Kevin. That's the best part. Seconds?
No. Well, that's a thing. It's a surprise. I'm gonna come up behind you and just like you're gonna get a toe in your taint, like immediately.
It's called discretion.
Yeah. It's called the quick taint special.
There's like four band names that just were spouted just now.
Someone better write them down.
Nah, I got toe. We have enough ready.
Good enough for me.
I guess I'll tangent for the last few minutes of this podcast.
Sorry, I took over. Kyle, I'm sorry.
Good luck, Kendrick.
No, I loved that, Joe. I was really interested because, again, I really wanted to, I never played the old Castlevania. I've only watched Kendrick play the one he played, and I thought that was great to just sit there and watch every once in a while. But I tried playing some of the 3D ones, and I just never got into them. But I really enjoyed the side scrollers. Like I play Castlevania: Dawn of Sorrow to like this day.
Oh yeah,
because it's just really good. Or
that game was awesome. Yeah. I think I still have your copy of Portrait of Ruin.
Cool. I'd take that back whenever you want it. I went to Lake McConaughey last week, and all right, I will say that yeah, there was not enough boogers being flicked at me by by people driving Lincolns. But I would say if you're gonna go to a lake and you want to go to like a big one and you're willing to drive like 3 hours or so, it's a pretty nice place to go. Except for I think we might have gotten lied to by the weather, because every day we went, it like would rain overnight, so it was a little humid in the morning, but the day was kind of like nice and breezy and a little bit overcast, which I'm told is not like Nebraska at all. And Kendrick, you were in Nebraska like a week ago, right?
Yeah, we were just there.
Okay. Were you there too, Joe?
Yeah.
It was the festival.
So we were at McConaughey, and apparently Scottsbluff is like 120 miles away from McConaughey, according to the signs I saw on the street.
Yeah, it's not too far. Yeah.
It's just about the distance from like McConaughey to Denver, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's 1/200th of a Nebraska.
That math.
Everything in Nebraska is far away.
That's what I'm saying though, is McConaughey is not as far as I thought it was outside of Denver. It's like 3 hour drive, which is it's kind of interesting. Puts things in perspective, I guess, you know.
It is fascinating when you have been sitting inside for a year, how far things are apart.
It was funny for me because that usually my travel distance time that I like my metric that I use is how it compares to how long it takes me to get back to Pagosa Springs. So from my house here,
6 hours.
Yeah, it's about 6 hours for me. A little over 6 hours.
Yeah.
It took for us to get to Scottsbluff, 3.5.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's
from Pagosa Springs?
No, from here, from my house here. And I was like, whoa, wait. It's like, it's like the state that we're trying to get to. And I know this makes sense geographically, and it's stupid sounding outside of the context, but in my brain, I was like, it takes twice that amount of time for me to get back down to what is still Colorado to leave the state and get to where I want to get going. And it's like,
and cross through another state.
Yeah.
That's kind of the revelation I had, Joe. I was like, wait a second, like, am I fucking high? This feels like it's way... Yeah, it just felt... It didn't feel quite right. It was weird. I was like, there's no way that's this close.
But lo
and behold.
But going down to Larkspur, which should only be like 1 hour and 10 minutes, took closer to 2 hours in that traffic.
Oh, shit. I totally misunderstood. Yeah, no kidding.
So bad.
I totally misunderstood what the fuck I was doing. So we were driving to... We were all the way over in like the... Where the fuck does Nebraska end? Does Nebraska not ever end? Is it just
no
state?
No, it goes on forever.
You're still in it.
God damn it. Because we went all the way to the middle of Nebraska, and if we would have just kept going north on 25, we would have gotten to Scottsbluff faster. I see what's going on here. We drove past it, basically. That's why I thought it was in the other direction.
So.
No. Okay. I see what's happening here.
I didn't want to look it up and cheat.
No, I wanted to make sure that you guys could call me an idiot, and you know everyone could, like on the list listening, can just you know.
Kyle, you're
I'll never
not
do that.
Stupid.
Degrade my intelligence.
You're just lazy.
No, I'm not lazy. Stupid. I'm just an idiot. Wait, damn it. All right. Well, good luck, Kendrick.
Well, that's pretty much the episode there. I think I'll just call it. All right. All right. All right.
I mean, it was all over. It was perfect.
Fast and the Furious, yeah. Castlevania, and locations in Nebraska. Is that the most
infinite...
disparate? I don't think that's the most disparate.
The
that's
infinite.
Not the most disparate, but it is definitely going to be me sitting there pursing my lips like,
Ooh, Nebraska, the infinite corridor. See? There's a castle.
Nebraska's slogan, if you didn't know, everybody, is Nebraska, it's not for everyone. And I'm not joking. That's their new slogan for their commercials. Like,
oh my dear God.
Well, like, comment, and subscribe.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.